party that we have attending interest there on the phone?
I believe we have, we'll have quorum, yes. Yes, that's fine.
And from the Attorney General's office, Ms. Astor. And Gail, can you just form a roll call for us?
Yeah. Dr. Sadlick?
Here.
Dr. Popio? Ms. Tibbetts?
Here.
Ms. Gallen?
Here.
Dr. Campbell? Dr. Campbell? Dr. Spatt? Dr. Rubin? So we have Dr. Spatt, Dr. Rubin absent, and at this point, I think Dr. Campbell is not with us.
Okay. So
we do have quorum.
We have quorum. And the board knows this is the only policy. I'll read that very briefly. According to the open meeting law, the board has a policy that prohibits any type of electronics and disruption of the board. This policy would be at
I do have one question. I'm sorry, before we approve that motion, we do have one. I think this would be out of turn. One of the approvals for licensure is currently in the middle of a case that's before the state board. Do we just proceed with approving these renewals and let the cases play out how they will?
Yeah, I believe that would be the protocol of Ms. Austin or Ms. Anthony.
Yes, that's typically how it works.
All set to adopt this motion to approve item 4A through 4Q, essentially.
Roll call, Gail.
Sure. Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell, are you with us? And if I could ask somebody, everyone to mute their phones while they're waiting and then unmute them when they are speaking, please. We're getting some feedback.
Are there any conflicts discussed in these board members. In that case, let's go ahead and move to, we're going to ask your Hernandez, for a formal interview.
Are you
This is board case number 20-159. At the State of Arizona Naturopathic Physicians Medical Board took the case into consideration at the meeting of November 12, 2020. At that meeting, the board voted to move the case on to formal interview, but requested additional documentation for review. At the meeting of January 14, 2021, the board reviewed the additional documentation presented and voted to include the documentation in the formal interview. The complaint was received by patient LS. The allegations regarding case number 20159 are as follows. Number one, it's alleged Dr. Fernandez took advantage of patient LS, who was very ill at the time. At the time of presentation to the clinic, offering treatment only if she purchased a package of 10 to 20 IVs on the first visit and pay $1,000 down payment on that date and sign a purchase agreement / contract. Allegation two, charge for services not rendered or lab tests not performed, required a down payment and signed purchase agreement / contract prior to the treatment. Charged for lab tests that were never administered to LS and charged LS ahead of time for office visits. Although respondent stated LS could have canceled at any time, there also was a fee for cancellation of the contract / agreement. Allegation number three, failed to follow up on patients pending COVID-19 test results. At no time during the course of treatment did respondent follow up with the ER or with the patient regarding the results of the test. Respondent consistently charted the test was pending during the entire course of treatment. Allegation number four, according to LS, on July 1st, 2020, she was present at the clinic in the morning and received her IV. Upon returning home, she noticed a text from Maricopa County Health Department indicating her COVID-19 test results were positive. She stated she called the clinic immediately after she phoned her son to let them know she was positive for COVID. LS states she spoke with Bobby Fernandez and informed him she was positive for COVID, and that his response was to just keep coming in and getting the IVs. Allegation five, failed to keep adequate medical records. Records appear to be primarily cut and paste. Records appear to have been completed 6 weeks post patient visit and treatment. Some patient encounters are not charted. Specifics regarding IV ingredients and amounts are not charted. Allegation six, failed to ensure the safety of the patient and others in the clinic while treating a COVID-positive patient. Allegation seven, made false statements to the board and on her website Respondent claimed there were no phone calls from patient LS on 7-1 of 2020. Phone records obtained from LS indicate on July 1st, 2022, phone calls did take place. Respondent consistently charted she spent 30 minutes with patient on each visit. And allegation 8, after being informed patient LS was experiencing a negative reaction to an IV, respondent failed to check on her, instead allowing the office manager to discharge the patient without being checked.
I don't have any additional questions at this time. I guess in my mind, it's a summary of kind of where I think things stand at this point. So I guess my main concerns are what appears to be a lack of follow through and documentation on Dr. Fernandez's point from Dr. Fernandez's part. I find it absolutely impossible that during the 4-hour treatment that the concept of this patient being COVID positive wasn't brought up and relayed to Dr. Fernandez or staff in the facility. So I find that absolutely unbelievable at this point. I feel like the patient didn't get care that was appropriate. I don't have any concern with what Dr. Anderson has said or what care the patient was getting. The same care that I would provide the patient in my office. So I'm not worried about the care she was getting. I think the treatments are appropriate and probably highly beneficial and why the patient got better. I'm not thinking about the policy, the financial policies and packages, et cetera. I understand why it's done. I just think it also increases some time that patients want to cancel. I don't personally feel like the patient is owed financial compensation at this point. I can't remember where this stands. I think Dr. Fernandez actually hasn't received any money because of but in my opinion, the patient got appropriate care for her condition, and I would hopefully be paying for that. So in my opinion, the issues are quality communication, quality of chart notes, falls from the physician part. Those are my main concerns, and as I said, I can keep possible records.
I would concur with you. Do you feel as though drafting a letter of reprimand, letter of concern, consent agreement, what does the board feel would be the best way to close this case for Dr. Fernandez, because this has been a long case?
My thought is that, you know, I'm not worried about the care necessarily or the care that's provided, the treatments provided. So I don't feel like any sort of practice restrictions or anything like that are appropriate. I feel like more so that based on all of our options that we have, probably a letter of reprimand makes the most sense. In this case, for quality of chart notes, quality of follow-up care, issues with inter-office communication, whether her husband was told about COVID, the COVID case or not, I feel like those are the main issues. So to me, a letter of reprimand probably makes the most sense, so I'm open to other things for sure.
Yeah,
I'm still a fan, thinking about it, but I
agree,
I think,
when
it was just said.
Okay.
Is there a motion that this point or
still discussion? I think it needs to be cleaned up.
Okay.
Your thoughts on our agreement?
I think we should make a motion.
We throw in a couple key words in there. Are you okay, or do you want more language?
I'm okay. I think that's what everybody else has been saying.
This is just a letter of reprimand with some CME, or is it a does it have to be a consent agreement?
I believe, and let me take it back to Ms. Esther and McAfee. We use a letter of reprimand with CME, and then statewide a letter of reprimand with them. Does that work, Sarah?
Ms. Asta, are you with us?
One way we can handle this is it could be a consent. If you'd like a consent agreement, the motion could include having Anthony draft a consent agreement per
Charting. So that will probably help her being more COVID aware, and I'm sure everyone on the call is pretty much aware of all that. That might help in her office procedures, protocols, et cetera. And then obviously the CME, with a reprimand and with the CME, I don't believe that that we have to state unprofessional conduct. I don't think it really goes to that extent. So that's my, those are my thoughts.
Dr. Sadluk?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell? Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, 3 absent.
Thank you, Mr. King. Thank you, Dr. Fernandez. Case number 5D is in boy. This is going to be case number 2168. Dr. Jason Porter. This is an initial interview.
Are you on the phone? Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have legal counsel? Yes. I am on the phone. My name is Mel McDonald. I'm with the firm of Johnson & Johnson. I am representing the